with The Ethicist. I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
Walking down a busy thoroughfare, my boyfriend and I saw a young man clamber onto the awning of a restaurant, then pull himself onto the fire escape, climb to the top floor, open a darkened window, and slip inside. I found this suspicious, but my boyfriend suggested that he might have lost his keys and entered his own apartment. We phoned the restaurant, and the person who answered said he'd investigate. I was reluctant to call the police, fearing they might escalate the situation, but now I wish I had. Thoughts? SC, San Francisco.
My first thought, how would your boyfriend have explained that whole John Wilkes Booth thing? A hunting accident. My second, you should have called 911. If you witness a crime in progress, it is the police who have the training, experience, and responsibility to respond. No knock on your city's many excellent chefs, but sophistication with a saucepan does not equip a person to confront a burglar. By acquiescing in the restaurant staff's willingness to investigate, you may have put them in jeopardy. Was this a crime in progress? Making a good ethical decision can depend on making an accurate assessment of what's going on in a situation, a matter of anthropology as much as morality. As your beau posits, you might have witnessed a resourceful response to lost keys, or a determined participant in a surprise party, or someone with a phobia about doors or with an innovative fitness regimen. But there is the distinct possibility that you saw something less benign, as your own doubts suggest. And that's what you should have told the cops. You may or may not have spotted a crime, so they would not bust in guns blazing, but take appropriate precautions so neither they, nor a valued pastry chef, nor the fire escape climber himself, whether a burglar or not, got hurt. Next time, try this decision-making device. Ask yourself, if it had been your apartment someone entered via the window, how would you want a passerby to interpret those events and respond? Letter number two.
I am a physician. A parent asked me to order a drug test for a son, an older teen, who'd just been arrested. The man hoped to establish that his son was under the influence of marijuana at the time of the crime, seeing this as a mitigating factor. I believe my medical license was granted for me to promote the health of my patients. Am I ethically bound to refuse to order the test, since its purpose is clearly not to treat substance abuse, but to aid in the defense of a suspect? Name withheld.
I see nothing wrong with your acceding to a patient's request and ordering a test for legal rather than medical purposes. Ophthalmologists have been known to conduct an eye test so a patient can get a driver's license. And neither does Timothy Stultzfus Jost, Robert Willett, family professor of law at Washington and Lee University and a specialist in medical law. Quote, there is nothing unethical in a doctor agreeing to do a test to establish a legal fact or condition for a patient. Doctors testify all the time in civil trials as to a patient's injury or in disability or workers' comp hearings. They also sign notes saying children are sick and should be excused from school or PE. None of these necessarily involve treatment. Close quotes. Contrary to your suggestion, I believe you are bound to order the test. Physicians must act in the best interest of the patient. Apparently, this patient or his parents believe it is in his best interest to stay out of jail. It would be hard to disagree. Even if claims of diminished capacity are not exculpatory in determining guilt or innocence, in some situations they can influence sentencing, not a trivial matter. If ordering this test violates what seems to me a pinched sense of your professional duties, you may decline to see the boy altogether. Except in an emergency, when they must render assistance, physicians are free to choose their patients. Update. The doctor ordered the test. This week's questions were read by Gideon Evans, who just moved and can't find the spatula. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com, where robot submarines constantly monitor for leaks, which can be embarrassing in social situations.